Happy New Year, everybody. welcome to the latest edition of Culture Gecko. It is 2015. It is January 28th. So it's almost, and by the way, I apologize. I don't even know why I said Happy New Year. I guess it's so ingrained that we say that to someone at the beginning of the year, but it's foolish to say it on the 28th of January, and it's embarrassing. This is a special episode, if there was a special episode of this podcast, because really, I just kind of wanted to rant and share some thoughts, and I thought talking out loud to myself probably wasn't the best way to do it. People might think I'm a little crazy, so I'm like, well, at least if I'm talking into a microphone that I'm going to post on the internet, that I'm proverbially talking to somebody, it's not just myself. That made me a little more comfortable and a little more sane. So let's just do that. So I don't know if you guys all know, because I've only done like 8 episodes of this, but I'm a pretty big fan of Ghostbusters. In fact, Ghostbusters is my favorite movie of all time. I can't even really articulate how much I love that movie and how much it means to me, but I can give a bit of a history and context. As far as I know, it's the first movie I ever saw, or at least that I have recollection of seeing. And I always loved ghosts, and when I was a child, and really, I mean, I'm still kind of have that fear as an adult, but especially when I was a child, I did have a fear of ghosts. But I was also insanely fascinated with them, and I wanted to know where they came from and what the whole idea and history of them was. And so I think something like Ghostbusters was very comforting to me, because it made me think that there's these people out there, you know, and I'm going to quote Bill Murray from Ghostbusters 2, or his character, perhaps. Peter Venkman, you know, when shit happens, who are you going to call? I think it made me very comfortable knowing that there were these people out there that could deal with ghosts. If there were ghosts in my house, I could call the Ghostbusters. And it just has a lot of meaning to me. I loved everything about it. I still kind of am obsessed with them. And so, on and off again for the last couple of years, they've been trying to do a third movie. And my thinking with sequels is, you know, there's kind of like a certain window that you have, especially when actors age, because that's the unfortunate thing. The characters never age unless you want them to, but the actors do. And so I've always kind of believed that there's a certain window that you have. And once that window is gone, you just don't do it, or you rethink how you're going to do it. And in the terms of Ghostbusters 3, that window had kind of passed. Even before the passing of Harold Ramis, who played Egon Spengler, they had all reached an age where it would have been really noticeable. And then, of course, they're changing the story to fit the actors, when really the story should be the main driving focus. It's kind of like what happened with Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Harrison Ford had obviously aged. It had been 20 years, but he was still back. And so they're like, okay, well, he's got a son now. And it just, I know that movie has a lot of fans, but to me, that movie wasn't Indiana Jones. And it was a clear reminder that sometimes, as much as you want a sequel, and as much as I want a Ghostbusters 3 and a Bill and Ted 3 and a Beetlejuice 2 and all these sequels, you know, sometimes things are just left alone. Things are just left alone. It's better that way. And so, honestly, I kind of was happy that Ghostbusters 3 never materialized. I had no issue with it. I always knew that because of the popularity of the franchise and the IP, that it would return in some form, whether it was a cartoon like Ninja Turtles did for 2012, or a comic series, or even an eventual like reboot down the line. And so, you know, a couple months ago, this idea floats around where there's kind of like a female-centric version of Ghostbusters, and I didn't really want to pass any judgment on until I kind of knew more, because I think that's always unfair to kind of just be like angry old man and spew things when you don't even know what's going on. So that was my thought. So yesterday they released the news. So Paul Feig, who is directing this movie, and he's writing it in, I think, some capacity. I think he's got a co-writer, but he's writing it. He's writing it, directing it. He was the one who came to Sony, if I had things correct, and said, I want to do this. I want to do a female-centric version of Ghostbusters. I want to do a female ensemble. And let's do it. And so now they've released the names, and it's like Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig and Leslie Jones, who apparently is one of the players on SNL. I haven't watched SNL in years, so please forgive me. And Kate McKinnon, who I do know is on SNL, and I have seen her in some stuff, and she's fantastic. I couldn't think of four better people to do it. And I think the idea of female-centric anything is awesome, because there needs to be more female stuff. That's honestly the truth. You know, but my problem is when you change something so much that it doesn't resemble what it was. And that's my main issue with Ghostbusters. I don't really have a problem with there being female Ghostbusters. In fact, I think there should be. My problem is that you completely take away this idea. So it's a reboot, so it has nothing to do with the movie. And Paul Feig wants to kind of go back to the origin, where New York is kind of ghost-free and they don't know what ghosts are like. And so they want to do an origin story. That's fine. And the characters are going to be completely separate. So they're not like a gender-reversed role of, you know, Peter Venkman and Ray Stantz and Egon Spengler and Winston Zeddemore. They're completely their own thing. But then I start thinking to myself, okay, if it's its own thing, why even call it Ghostbusters? And that's kind of where my anger sets in. That basically you have a movie that's coming out next year called Ghostbusters, but really has nothing to do with it, and is really doing it because of the brand and the IP, and they know it's going to make money. And my thinking is, why don't you just make a movie that happens to be female-centric and an ensemble, and it deals with witches or ghosts or demons or poltergeists or even Bigfoot? Like, man, like Holy Roasted Carp, I would totally see a movie with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Emma Stone and Melissa McCarthy, where like witches came out of Salem and they just happen to understand witches, and they're the only ones that can stop them, and it's called Witch Kickers or something like that. And it has nothing to do with them being female, but they just happen to be all female, and they're kicking ass, and they're taking down witches. I would see that movie opening day. I would buy toys. I would buy t-shirts. I would buy everything. I think that's a fantastic idea. But it makes me so angry, because Ghostbusters is my favorite movie, that you're changing an idea to kind of fit what you want to do. This isn't Ghostbusters. This is Paul Feig's version of Ghostbusters, and he doesn't even really want to do Ghostbusters. He wants to do his own thing just with the Ghostbusters name, and that's kind of when I put my foot down and I go, no. It's the same thing with Ninja Turtles from last year, where, like, you know, Shredder and Splinter, basically Rokusaki and Hamato Yoshi, have no connection. They've never even met each other. And Splinter just happens to find a book of martial arts lying in the sewer coincidentally, and he just happens to train these turtles that are mutating at a fast rate ninjutsu, even though he's not a ninja himself. He's just like, oh yeah, I found this book and I don't really have a self-help thing, so let's do ninja every Monday, Wednesday. I think that's a fantastic way. I don't know why we would do that. And again, it completely changes the story and the history behind Ninja Turtles. If Splinter and Shredder have no history, and they learn ninjutsu just basically by accident. Because, like, what happens if the only book that was lying in the sewer was Chicken Soup for the Soul or, you know, Eat, Pray, Love? It'd be a completely different movie. And it takes away from what makes Ninja Turtles special. And the kind of the same thing is happening with Ghostbusters. I mean, And it just makes it like, what's next? Like, I mean, I love Earthworm Jim. Earthworm Jim is one of my favorite things in the world. It is such an underrated property. It also just celebrated its 20th anniversary last year. It's going to be 21 this year, old enough to drink. Happy early birthday, Earthworm Jim. And it'd be like making Earthworm Jim a fish. He just happens to be a fish who works in an office building, and he's still Earthworm Jim. He's still called Earthworm Jim, but he happens to be a fish, and he works in an office building with all humans, and they don't know that he isn't a fish, and it's a comedy, again, it's just really funny, but it's still called Earthworm Jim. Or let's take it a step further. Let's make Indiana Jones a Wall Street broker, and his dad just read Old Reader's Digest of Archaeologists, and his dad died violently, and so he's trying to kind of like honor the memory of his father by becoming a tomb spelunker, I should say. Like that's my problem. When you take something that doesn't need to be changed, and you're like, oh, I got this great idea. We can't make Ghostbusters 3, so let's make it all women, and let's just change the whole idea. But it's not really Ghostbusters. But if we don't call it Ghostbusters, it won't make any money. And that's my issue. And it's mainly my issue with Hollywood. They're so afraid to take risks. Everyone thought that Guardians of the Galaxy was going to fail because it was different and neat. But all it really took was a really great story. And I mean, speaking of female-centric things, Bridesmaids is a perfect example. I love that movie. I thought it was awesome, you know, and it basically was its own thing. Nobody thought it would work, and it worked because it was a really great story. It connected with people, and you had a hell of a cast. And the same thing can be done. Make witch kickers, make Bigfoot hunters, demon hunters, poltergeist hunters with those same women. Just don't call it Ghostbusters. And I will be their opening day. I will buy all the merchandise. I will be your biggest cheerleader and whore for it. I'm not even kidding. Just don't mess with my movie. That's my favorite movie. Don't mess with it. Right? And it's just like, I can't even begin to convey the amount of anger and sadness. It's this weird myriad of emotions where I'm just alternating. I'm like, it's very like roller coaster-esque where I'm mad and I'm sad at the same time. And it's just like, please don't make this movie. Or if you're going to make the movie, change the idea. And like the other thing that like really annoys me is that they're thinking of casting Bill Murray in the Walter Peck role from the first movie. And that is just so meta and so on the nose. It's infuriating. And that just shows to me that Paul Feig is not a fan of the first movie. He's not passionate of the material. He just has his own idea for something and wants to go his own way. Because you don't do that. You don't say, well, it's kind of its own thing. It has nothing to do with the original. It's all new people. And then you cast Bill Murray as like Walter Peck. You don't do that. It's just like what's next? Like, you know, like Ernie Hudson is a garbage collector. Oh, hey, there's Winston and he's aged. There's Winston with gray hair, but it's Winston and he's a garbage collector. Like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And it's just like, it's just, he doesn't get it. And I'm sorry, but if you're going to make a movie, you should have people in charge who know what they're doing. Not people who don't know anything and are just trying to make a quick buck of it. And I'm sure that like Paul Feig is a really great guy. And I'm sure he's got this really great idea for like a horror, supernatural action comedy with four women. And I'm sure it would be fantastic. And Paul Feig, I think you should make that movie. Just don't call it Ghostbusters and call it a day. Just don't call it Ghostbusters. And it's like, I don't even know where to begin. And it's just, I'm so sick of Hollywood doing this with every property they come in contact with. We gotta bring things back. And you know, the funny thing is, you know what Hollywood never does? They don't remake the bad movies. They don't remake the movies that had lots of potential. A movie bombs horribly badly at the box office, whether it's a bad movie or not, and you don't touch it. You can't make westerns anymore because Lone Ranger bombed. You can't make, you know, movies on Mars because John Carter bombed, and you can't even touch it for 40 years. But you touch the movies that were really good. Like, I mean, it's 2015 and we're having a remake of Poltergeist coming out. Poltergeist, one of the best haunted house movies ever, that is such a classic and so iconic, and it's only 30 years old. And if you've got a bunch of millennials and people who can't appreciate a movie that only came out 30 years ago, you know, that's not your problem. That's the millennials' problem. And don't remake a movie that doesn't need to be remade. Remake the movies that sucked. Remake, you know, like, I don't know, All the 80s movies, all the bad 80s movies that came out, the 50s monster movies, remake those movies. You know, and if you're thinking of like IPs and properties, the one of the big things that's always slipped through your fingers, Hollywood, is Dino Riders. You basically got Star Wars meets Jurassic Park, and you've never even touched it. Even if it's a bad movie like Transformers, the amount of money that a Dino Riders movie would make, you'd be writing checks for yourself for the rest of your life. You'd be rolling around in cash. You'd have your own money bin like Scrooge McDuck. It wouldn't even be funny. I repeat that again. Star Wars meets Jurassic Park. Go and make a Dino Riders movie. I've been waiting my entire life for a Dino Riders movie on the big screen. Or here's another idea. Guardians of the Galaxy did so well. You know what else would do really well? A Bucky O'Hara movie. Go make a Bucky O'Hara movie. Don't be touching things that don't need to be remade. Just leave it alone. And like I said, make Witch Kickers. I would pay the hell out of to see Tina Fey, you know, Amy Poehler, Emma Stone, Melissa McCarthy, and there's just so many, even all the women from Orange is the New Black, a fantastic show, a fantastic female-led ensemble show. Bring the women from Orange is the New Black. Get Kate Mulgrew. I'm not even going to say her name, but the actress who plays Crazy Eyes, who plays Suzanne, get them in a Witch Kickers movie, and it would do bananas business. Just leave Ghostbusters alone, I beg you. This is Culture Gecko signing out on a very sad Wednesday, who just wants Ghostbusters left alone. Bye, guys.